Yo, what's up? It's the Smart Dummies, and today we are talking about nostalgic. Y'all know what I'm talking about, but we got Glizzo, we got Shaheen to my right, we got Jayzon in front of me, we got two unspecial guests, Jalen and Chris, and behind me, pause on all that. Are you ready? Let's get it.
Hey.
But before we even start with these nostalgic,
you know, things, we're gonna do some fan questions. You know, not fans. Yeah, they are fans. They've been our fans since day one. So let's start.
First up on the list is water wet? Now, this has been a trending topic on the internet. I think it's, like, dumb. We should be doing more productive stuff.
Yeah, but the fans want it, so that's what we got to do. So,
All right,
who thinks water is wet?
Water is wet.
Water is not wet.
Okay, so everybody that thinks water is wet, say, just say water.
Water.
It's only two people?
I bang on your click like it's water. I feel like I'm 21 Savage.
Okay.
I pull up and teach on your daughter.
You right.
Teaching. So.
No, I want to stand up.
Everybody who think water is not wet, say wet.
Wet.
So that's 4-2. So you know how we, you know where we stand. You know, water is not wet. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, y'all want to fight about it, so.
Yeah, y'all don't want to fight about it.
Because
really we got bigger topics to get to, boy.
Yeah,
so
let's
get to the next question. Where do babies come from? We will win. Where do babies come from? They come from a stork in the sky. His name is Jim.
Yeah. Yeah, his name is Jim Cloutier. I'm playing. Babies come from the stork, which comes from the factory in the sky. It's called Baby Inc. Now, it's a documentary on where babies come from. It's on it's currently on Netflix. It's called Boss Baby. If you watch that, you will learn.
You right, Boss Baby. Yes.
Yeah, no, Boss Baby is the documentary.
A mother and a father meet thing one and thing two.
You right.
And after they meet thing one and thing two, they come out the red box from the can.
You right,
bro. You know what? That's exactly where babies come from. You came from a red box. Each and every one of you guys came from a red box. Believe that. And if you don't believe it, then you came from a blue box. Okay. Here's his question. This goes out to Kendall. Elrod, can you not think?
Hey, boo.
You bet you for a tasty chocolate hashtag cow sauce walker. Mind you.
Can you not think?
We really gonna keep that in there?
Yeah.
All right, bet.
Everything stay in. So.
All right. So can you not think?
Yes.
You cannot think.
Yeah, you cannot think. It's called meditation.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Shout out to Kendall.
She's smart.
I don't know how she came up with that question. That question was so irrelevant.
She must have been thinking.
How do you know when you're not thinking? Like, what? You
right.
must have been thinking.
Were you thinking about that question?
Well, how do you not think? I don't know.
I'm not thinking right now.
Don't think about it.
You can't just not think about something.
Yeah, because when I try not to, like, when
voice
I try not
my
to
head.
Think, yeah. it'd be like a methamphetamine user in my head just talking about.
But
right.
It'd just be the opposite
so bad,
of you.
I'm
it's like some
right.
wild version of yourself.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, it's like
yeah.
when I'm about to do something bad, but I'm telling myself, don't do this call in my head.
You said flub a little bit. You right. Okay. What?
Shout out, Mr. Jim. Coolest teacher in the world.
You know it.
But yeah. He leaving us.
He leaving?
Yeah,
he leaving.
For New York.
Next year.
Big Apple.
Oh, next year.
I like pears.
First of all, Miss Patty gonna leave us.
Oh, yeah. Miss Spike. And
the English
teacher is different. First of all, how I feel about this, this is my personal. I don't like Miss Spivey. She did not like me. She didn't like me. She told the class that she didn't like me. I don't like her. She don't like me. Keep it apart. That's her fault. How I make her mad by not doing nothing in her class? That should make you happy. I'm not talking. I'm not. I'm chilling. What does my grade matter to you? Come on, bro. Come on, son. Get so fed. No. This next out, bro.
I like Miss Bobby.
I like
Miss Patton. And I like
Miss Patton was fire. Mr. Jim was fire. But Miss Spivey, they took an L with her.
All right. Let's talk about teachers. Yeah, you know who's what? Who's everybody's favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher gotta be Stoker.
My favorite teacher.
Okay, well, no, what are we talking though? Right now or like?
Right now from or all like this, from every
teacher. I mean, we've only been here for 2 years.
Exactly.
I've never seen nobody have no 102 in Stone King, bro.
Why are you talking?
What does that have to do
What are you talking about?
Because he brought up
Shut up.
This is why they're non-special guests. So, like we were saying, my favorite teacher, I had to say, I love Walter.
I hate Walter.
Catherine Walter, I love you.
No, I don't hate her. I just hate her class.
Hey, Miss Ferguson grew on me because I did not like her last year.
Yeah, I didn't
like nor her class. Now I just don't like her class.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be falling asleep in her class.
It's not her fault. I just don't like Spanish in general.
I used to like Miss Fritz, but then she started treating me like
Miss Fritz is fire. Miss Fritz is fire.
No, she's always thinking I'm trying to hit on her daughter or something just because she followed me on Instagram.
Hey, y'all bugging. See, this is what it's like, you know, being in this room, you know, all the juices flowing, you know what I'm saying? Our non-special guest, Jalen, who's your favorite teacher?
Bro, I gotta go with Mr. Bartlett, bro. He's chill.
Yeah, shout out to Jalen, man. He like our Joe Budden, except quiet.
Yeah. He like...
Oh, he's sabotaging my stuff.
This man said sabotaging. You stay in my belly too much. Yeah, but... Yeah, it's between Patton and Humphreys because Mr. Humphreys is really chill, and his class is like fire too. Like when we set up the little did y'all do that yet? When y'all set up the y'all not even in the class, never mind. But yeah, I think I had to go with Patton between the two. I know I'm set.
Rest in peace, her arts career.
Yeah.
Career and injury. It's called other types of life. Since we're on a topic, how you guys like arts, you know? This is going to Dr. Victory, guys. Well, he might hear it.
I like arts. I especially like it from last year, because last year I had D's. I had one D.
Yeah.
But it was on 10-point grade scale. So, if we had 10-point grade, I mean, 7. 10-point grade, if we had 10-point grade scale last
year, I would have passed.
I wouldn't be in Spanish 2 right now if they would have had 7-point grade scale.
Yeah, me either. So,
but Dr. Victory, I like how you took in the input from the
We was like the only people that don't have 10-point grading scale.
This goes on glow and I'm signing out.